The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chiefs Kingdom, Arrowhead Pride. Let's roll, baby, competition terrified. Coach Ray, Travis Kelce, Tyree, Chris Jones, Tyron Matthews.
Running back stays. One running back stays with Bo Nix. Trotman, that's Javonte Williams as the running back. Trotman is a tight end. Flex just outside the right tackle. Chiefs sell out blitz. Nix back to throw, being chased by Bolton. Sacked all the way back at the 36-yard line. And I mean, they made the fire call, because all of the fire trucks were coming out of the fire station. It's a loss of 20.
What a play that was by the former Mizzou Tiger. How about that for the weekend of fan bases? If you are a Mizzou fan and a Kansas City Chiefs fan, how you are alive and well, I have no clue how that's possible. That Mizzou game was nuts, by the way, just referencing Nick Bolton there. Shout out to the Mizzou Tigers for that one. That was a great game to watch on Saturday night. But that's not where we're at today. It is a victory Monday as the Chiefs win 16-14 against the division rivals. The Denver Broncos couldn't happen to a better team. That one's for John.
Yeah, it really was yesterday. Yes, it was for John yesterday. I love how the fact that I got on X, formerly Twitter, as they say, after the game yesterday, and so many people were posting the video of Elway carrying the Super Bowl trophy through the Chiefs and all the Chiefs players patting the Super Bowl trophy as John Elway was moving down the line. But I will say this, one thing about the Denver Broncos, we do know who the second best team in the division is, right? I do believe it is Denver.
The Chargers?
No, I think Denver, man. I do. They got a really good defense, and they came after the Chiefs hard yesterday, and it was unbelievable to watch. And I was impressed with Denver more than I was, you know, with the Chargers when they played the Chiefs. But I think Denver, man, they're on the come. There's no question about it. They are on the come. But they didn't get the win done yesterday. And they the way that they milked that clock and moved the ball around and waited till 1 second, you're playing with fire, man. You're just absolutely 100% playing with fire in those situations. And Leo Chenal did what he had to do and blocked that damn kick. And the Chiefs are sitting at 9-0. And I mean, my God, I just can't describe how awesome that was yesterday.
Yesterday was, I think, a stepping stone to what this season will hopefully potentially become. Because I think, obviously, from the get-go, everybody talks about the three-peat. Nobody was really, you know, we're having a beneficial season with what is already a special time to be alive during this run. And, you know, I was sitting there yesterday kind of thinking after the game, once I'd kind of like relaxed and, you know, started to watch that Dallas Philadelphia game, where I guess it's
what,
not
game.
I guess it's not Dak that does the here we
God.
Go.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday too.
Cooper Rush was doing it. I'm like, so this is just like a weird thing
drunk
in Dallas. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Because I was thinking to myself, I'm like, who normally says that?
Yeah. Here we go. I was like, oh, so Cooper does it too.
Where are they going?
Nowhere.
God, they suck too.
That's a great reference to the Boondock Saints. Have you seen the Boondock Saints, the movie?
Negative.
I have not seen that, no.
Okay, it makes me feel less bad, though.
Oh, my
gosh.
Well,
I haven't seen much of anything, though. You know?
That's fair. Nowhere. Where you going? Effing nowhere. So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I'm trying to, like, you know, think, okay, Dusty, we got, you know, 12 hours until the show starts.
Ready to go yesterday.
Oh, I could have gone from the end of the game all the way to the end of our show today.
I know, it would have been great.
And I thought of a baseball analogy.
All right.
And do you remember, and I'll tell you what it is, to have a perfect season, to me, is a lot like having or throwing a perfect game in baseball. A perfect season in the NFL has happened twice. Regular season.
Regular season.
Yes,
yeah,
regular
yeah, yeah,
season
yeah.
has happened twice.
Yep.
The Dolphins go 14-0 or whatever it was,
yep.
And then the Patriots went 16-0.
Seven.
16.
Did they get to 18, though? Would have been 18 and if they won the Super Bowl 16?
It would have been 9
regular season.
Regular season. And I thought to myself, okay, those seasons probably had games that were like this. And then I was thinking to myself, you know, in baseball, which has been around for 100 years plus, there's only been like, what, less than 30 perfect games.
Is that what it is? I have no idea what the number is.
There's been like a ton of no-hitters, but yeah. I think there's only, maybe you can look this up real quick. I think there's only been like 28 perfect games.
That's wild if that's the actual number in over 150 years or whatever it is in baseball.
I think it literally is something like that.
Shows you how rare that is.
And I'm thinking to myself, I remembered the Mark Burley perfect game. And I don't know if anybody else remembers this.
24
perfect games in baseball.
24 perfect games in baseball history.
Wow. Less than 30. And I remember Mark Burley's perfect game. And if you remember correctly, there was a play made on the mound that he made, which he was a Gold Glove pitcher. And then there was a play in center field. I can't remember who it was, but either robs a home run or he has some great play in center field to save the perfect game.
I'm trying to think who would have been playing center field for the White Sox. The last guy I can remember playing center field there was Lance Johnson in the 80s.
And, I mean, there's Aaron Rowan and other guys as well, but it's irrelevant. And what I'm getting at is, even in a perfect game, there are certain situations throughout that 27-out stretch where things kind of have to be a low percentile to absolutely achieve.
Right.
You've seen perfection in baseball. We've seen perfect games be thrown in our lifetime, even though there's only been 24, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But you see plays that get happen when you're like, plays like that, you'll remember why this guy threw a perfect game.
Right.
And then I'm starting to think about the Chiefs season. Right out of the chute, they win by a toe,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you think about the Cincinnati game where they win 26-25. Jamar Chase loses his temper.
Loses his mind. Yeah.
If he doesn't lose his mind, there's a chance that game has a different outcome.
Absolutely.
And then you think about this game. Leo Chenal blocks the kick, and they win with a 1% chance to win, and they're 9-0. And at the end of the year, if they do go undefeated in the regular season, the first number you will see is 17-0.
Yeah.
But what you'll remember is you'll be like, they're 17-0. And you're like, yeah, you remember that Denver game? Mm-hmm. How do I not? Do you remember how they won in week one with the toe? Yeah. To be perfect is so damn hard, and it never really happens. Again, 24 times since the evolution of baseball to this day has been a perfect game in the sport. Twice in the regular season in the NFL as it happened, and now the Chiefs go on to 9-0. I'm not saying they're going to beat Buffalo or go the rest of the season undefeated. I like their chances against Buffalo,
yeah.
But when they do, or if they do go undefeated, it'll be things like this along the way. Like when you watch a pitcher throw a perfect game like Mark Burley did, you think to yourself, man, that guy robbed a home run. There was a great play at shortstop, and Mark Burley made a great play at the mound. For those three outs out of the other 24 or whatever in the game, those are the reasons why it's perfection, because sometimes you get lucky, and that was, you know, like, I'm not trying to say that was a lucky block.
Golfers after yesterday. Nah. Well, 5 interceptions, but he still won.
On the come. Mm-hmm. But, like, the thing about it is we have a saying in golf where, like, you might like toe a shot and you hit you toe a shot or something like that, and you hit something and it pops up and it goes on the green. Like, gosh, that was a terrible shot. But hey, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Absolutely. And that's life, I think, too. You know, I think it is better to be lucky than good in a lot of aspects of things. But, you know, when you look back at a season, when you look back at a game or something like that, there are moments along the way where you have to say, okay, let me file that in the back of my mind and let me think about that one a little bit later on, and maybe this will come back and play. This just happened to be the last play of the game, so we're going to remember it. That toe happened to be the last play of the game, you know, so we're going to always remember stuff like that. But, you know, along the course of a perfect season, a special season, there are those moments. I mean, just go back in the Royals in 14 and 15, and even this year, you know, everybody remembers that Seattle series and that big win in Detroit in August with MJ hitting the home run. Like, there are moments over the course of a season when you have a special season that are so important that in the moment you may not recognize it, but when you go back and you look at it, you definitely do. But I think everybody recognized what that was about yesterday. I think everybody got that feeling like, this is our year. This is going to be the year that the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, go for history and put everybody else on notice that they are the best team in the history of the NFL. Because if they do run the table this year and they are 20-0, they are the best team in the history of the NFL. And There's no debating that. There's absolutely zero debate that can be had who the best team is, the 72 Dolphins or whatever. No, the Kansas City Chiefs, if they run the table this year, will be considered the best team in the NFL. But sometimes you get a couple of breaks along the way. Not everything's going to be perfect. Not everything's going to go the way that you want it. And yesterday, you say lucky, and I think there is a lot of luck, but also I want to credit Leo Chenal. I was sitting there watching Football Night in America last night because I just couldn't get enough highlights of the Chiefs game, right? And Florio, who we don't like normally here in Kansas City, says, I just talked to Leo Chenal, and I'm like, okay, what did he have to say? He goes, we were studying that tackle or guard. Excuse me.
You got to make it?
I don't know. We were studying that guard, and you know, the extra points, we looked at him. He's a little light on his toes, so we figured we could bull rush him. And that's exactly what they did. They bull rushed that dude, ass over tea kettle, blocked the kick, and here we sit. Like, luck plus smarts, man.
And that's what the top text says from the 816. Luck is preparation meets opportunity. Every rep Chenal has put in the weight room had paid dividends yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's still a lucky block.
It's still a lucky block. No, you have a 1% chance of blocking that, right?
I'm not trying to be a jerk or a Richard here. I mean, I'd rather have that sort of luck on my side. Like, I'd reference golf. I'd rather, like, hit the tree and it comes straight down, hits a rock and lands on the green and be like, yeah, I didn't mean to do that, but I'll take it.
You'll take it, yeah.
Because I'm not thinking that every game they're going to control. I mean, you look at the scores that the Chiefs have had this year, and it's, you know,
there hasn't been a blowout, you know?
Oh, gosh, darn it. But they're 9-0.
But they're 9-0. Awesome. Oh, my God, but they're not scoring enough points. And I left the game early because I wanted to get my pumpkin spice latte before they went to peppermint.
I love peppermint. But the thing is that, you know, they remain perfect. And sometimes to remain perfect, you have to have imperfection happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, yesterday is one of those games where, sorry, like, it's like when you play Tampa Bay, it's not our fault that the next week that they got to play the Buccaneers, both of their starting wide receivers are out.
Right.
That's part of the journey that
it
you have.
Happens.
And you can find all those things throughout the entire season. Week one, the toe. Week two,
Jamar
Chase. Week three in Atlanta, they went for it twice on fourth down.
Yep.
Got it. Week four against the Chargers. I don't really remember what happened in that game.
They just won by seven.
Week five against the New Orleans Saints. I don't really know what happened.
Kind of a blowout. Derek Carr got hurt, I think, and had to leave the game 13. Or whatever that when they fired their coach.
Bye week, nobody showed up to play the Chiefs.
Right.
28-18, Brock Purdy had his worst game of the year.
Yeah, but he had his worst game of his year because the Chiefs made him have his worst game.
Not only that, but in that game, no Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk blows his ACL, no Christian McCaffrey.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
McCaffrey. Stuff like that happens.
But you know what? The Chiefs have been dealing with that since preseason, though,
sure.
Dusty. Like,
I'm just saying from an opponent's standpoint, you play Las Vegas in week eight. You played Las Vegas. Week nine, you played Tampa Bay. They lose both of their wide receivers. How you done? Last week, this week, you blocked a field goal.
Yeah. And that's just kind of the way that it works. But you know what? The difference is the Chiefs have gone through a lot of those issues themselves, but they are so well built and so well structured and so well coached and GM'd and owned and the whole nine yards. Like, it is a perfect organization right now. And, you know, you mentioned this guy getting hurt and that guy getting hurt. And for a lot of teams, that derails the season. The Kansas City Chiefs lost their two top wide receivers before we hit October. Mm-hmm. And they're 9-0. And guys step up and guys make plays. And guys do their job. You find me another team that loses wide receiver one and wide receiver two, and you show me where they're 9-0 right now. That's because they got a coach that knows what he's doing. They got a defensive coordinator that knows what he's doing. They've got a quarterback that knows what he's doing. They've got players that Travis Kelce again. Can we tip our caps to Travis Kelce
Absolutely.
For his day yesterday? I mean, how fabulous was he yesterday?
I'd have played great
too.
That's how my girlfriend showed up to a football game.
I mean, my goodness, Travis Kelce yesterday. All the people saying that he was washed. He's having a renaissance. seance of his regular season career, but the guys are stepping up. We lost our star running back as well.
Yep.
Like, I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Lost a corner.
Don't have a left tackle. Lost two of them yesterday.
Don't have a right tackle.
Barely. Like,
he was bad yesterday. Yeah, I know you love him, but he was bad yesterday.
Yeah, he was bad.
And Mahomes barely lived through that game.
Look, I'm Juwan Taylor's biggest apologist because, my wife, like, much like she didn't like Eric Fisher, she doesn't like Juwan Taylor and complains about him all the time. I think he's a very good player. He was hot ass yesterday. There's no other way to put it. And so is the two guys on the other side, Wanya Morris and the other guy. They stunk. They stunk out loud yesterday. But the Chiefs still found a way to win. And that's because they are such a good team. They are so well coached. They are so well organized. And the other thing is, they never panic, man. They never panic.
Have you checked the odds of Coach of the Year yet?
I have not.
I wonder what they are today.
I have not. Who do you think would be leading it today? It's got to be Andy Reid.
Still Dan Quinn.
Or
Dan Campbell.
No, they lost yesterday, bro. Like, you're out. Dan Campbell?
Dan Quinn, you're out.
You lost yesterday.
We can get into that later, but
I don't think the odds reset till after Monday night because there's still a good chance for Mike McDonald to get a win tonight.
I will say this. Russell Wilson was a clown yesterday when they won. He did not only that, he did the Antonio Brown celebration and then literally did it over the guy that jumped off.
Does any of that surprise you, though?
Russell Wilson being a fan of Antonio Brown?
No, just being a clown after, you know, a win.
Yeah, I mean, we've normally seen Russell Wilson's always like, let's run. That's not him being an arrogant ass.
Yeah.
That's what he was.
Hey, you know
but
what?
For
he's
them.
Feeling it, though. He's I don't blame him.
I can't wait till Christmas.
The last 2 years for Russell Wilson, that was like a release of everything that I think he's gone through personally. Over the last couple of years, they won yesterday, man. They found a way to beat a Washington team that everybody thought was going to go out there and beat them, and they're sitting at 7-2. Oh my god!
By the way, I want to apologize quickly because I don't want to ruin anybody's victory Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to draw this out. Bob Mack, Kansas City. I guess I'm wrong. I guess that block wasn't luck. I apologize.
Mm.
It's the second time in less than a year he's blocked a kick. They practice that every single week. Sorry. The block was not luck. It was a dominating play by Chenault. Okay. It wasn't luck.
There's
I apologize.
How effing dare you?
How effing dare you? Okay. It was skill. He knew it. He knew exactly where to be with one damn second left. I apologize. He's a pro at that. You know what? When Aaron Rodgers throws a Hail Mary because he's thrown 5 in his 95-year career, skill. Anyways,
hasn't thrown a touchdown pass. The Jets haven't scored a touchdown. Or not the Jets. The Bears haven't scored a touchdown since that Hail Mary, by the way. So you want to factor that kind of stuff
we'll
in.
We'll get to that.
If you're sitting here waking up this morning and you're mad that we said it was luck or anything, you're a bitter human. Just really are. Like, we're not going to sit here and get into the semantics of it. Patrick Mahomes didn't think they were going to get it done.
I didn't know that texture was at practice every day.
Nope, nobody thought they were going to get that done. And you know what you can say? You can tell me and sit here all the time. Oh, they practice this. You're right, they do. Everybody practices a lot of things.
Yeah.
But for it to come to fruition in a game like that, you know, it is pure luck.
I practice golf every day. If I get a birdie, it's luck.
And I will tell you this. If that is not luck, then he should be blocking every single extra point and every single kick.
Well, he did it one time last year, too. The division's over. That's good.
That's a check mark.
We always want to do that, right?
Yeah, we got the X next to our name. Have we clinched a playoff spot yet? I saw the playoff standings not giving us a playoff spot yet, but I think we pretty much clinched that yesterday, right?
Yeah. So when you go through a season, at least if you're the Chiefs, okay, let's win our division. Let's have a perfect season. Let's win a three-peat. I kid. No, the first step in any sport is win your division. Because then you're guaranteed a home playoff game.
Right.
That's a lock, dude. And I've never been able to really honestly say this by watching this franchise throughout the time that they've been, and that is the fact that it's, what, week 10? Almost week 11?
Yeah, week 11 next week,
not only is the division over, but the AFC has a chance to be over because I'm not going to lie to you guys. Mm-hmm. After today, when we celebrate, we go home and take a nap and eat a hash brown breakfast burrito from Abelertos. Hey, Don. I will say this. It's on to Buffalo, so let's have fun today.
Today's
the party. Today's Happy Veterans Day, by the way, to all of you out there that did your service. We appreciate you. So does everybody else at the radio station besides us. We're here, the only ones in this building working today, to show your love for this victory as well. But look,
you have a real damn good chance to not only lock the division's over, right? No one's catching you. But you have a really good chance if you beat Buffalo next week, I guess, that the AFC's over and it's week 11.
It's week 11 and this thing is over. And you know what's going to fire them up? When every talking head on ESPN today says, well, the Chiefs were just lucky. They shouldn't be 8-0 or they shouldn't be 9-0. They should be 8-1. They're not that good. Blah, 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 blah. Buffalo, I hate to break the news to you, man. A wounded duck is coming in there and they're going to kick your ass this weekend. Like, I don't want to be the Buffalo Bills this weekend. I think this may be a blow the Jets game out for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, enough of the people saying, they're not good. They're lucky. They're this, they're that, the other thing. They're really not the best team out there, blah, 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 blah. If Kansas City goes into Buffalo and slobber knocks the Bills, there's nothing you can say about this team anymore. It shuts everybody up. Let's go to Buffalo. Let's shove some chicken wings where the sun don't shine and show Josh Allen why he's not the best quarterback in the NFL.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.